What was Pepish like as a teacher at that, those two times you had him as a teacher?
Oh, he was an excellent teacher. He was much more humanistic, I would say, than Maholinage. I mean, he really expressed concern about any problem you had, emotional problem or anything like that. And I'm very close to he and his wife. His wife is wonderful, as you probably know, children's book designer. And he finally had a breaking away from Maholi on some issue that they didn't agree on, and he went to a university in Texas. Texas, I don't remember which college. That was the year I left and went into the Army. And the reason I went into the Army and got into camouflage, the reason was that I had received a deferment, which was, I credit Maholi for getting it for me, for doing camouflage. He managed to get them to grant me the completion of that academic year before I went. And having done the research, I decided that I would enlist and get a commitment from the Army before I enlisted that they would take me in camouflage.
You're pretty lucky then that they followed
extremely, through. Extremely, not only from that point of view, but I was extremely lucky because the 84th Engineering unit, in which camouflage was one of the sections, was taking no more people in camouflage. They were full of them. But because I had this experience and had this commitment from the Army, they allowed me to go into camouflage. And that was the... So...
Can I ask, before we get a little bit into that, some of the other teachers there, was Maholi's wife there at that time?
Sybil Maholi Nash was, Sybil, I guess you'd call her Maholi Nash, was there, and she was quite a stern kind of person, and was intolerant to a certain extent.
Yes, I've heard that she could be very
I can recall that she would scoff at one of the students for being a Catholic, which didn't seem to me to be quite right. And later years, she tried to take over, after Maholi died, she tried to take over the, it was then the Institute of Design. And there came a point where the police had to literally, physically remove her from the building. So that explains the kind of woman she was. Since that time, she's been here. She's been in this house a number of years ago. And then after that, she went down to the University of Houston for a little teaching stint. I guess she was in, where was she teaching at? In New York. She was a history teacher. Can't remember the art school.
Well, Robert Wolf, how was he?
Robert Wolf was a handsome...
Considerably younger than the Maholi was.
Yeah, and he had very great teaching skill. He was very good, and he was an excellent painter, and I think never did quite receive the recognition that his work merited. It's very interesting, later years when I was in MIT, we had him come and give a lecture, and he introduced his first chapter of his introduction to the lecture was discussing what it was like at the Institute of Design, where people, where they were making hardly no salary, and where the talked about the janitor and also about Richard Filipowski and Robert Prusser, and mentioned those early days. It was a very interesting lecture that he gave. But he died a few years ago.
There's some extent, I think Nathan Lerner was there.
Nathan Lerner was there, and
Kepish, I suppose, someone on light or photography.
Well, Kepish was head of the light and color workshop, and Lerner did most of the instruction, or all of it really, in photography, I guess, at that time. So I worked with Lerner quite a bit, as well as Kepish.
Did photography ever particularly intrigue you as something you might wish to use?
I never really got into it. I never really. I used it mostly as a technique for